Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So what do you think? $5 a day, you can go and eat and cook green with mostly organic and sustainable raised ingredients. You think that's possible? I know my guest coming up does. We can afford to eat wonderful food that is good for our bodies and for our planet. Linda Watson is founder of cookforgood.com, and she created her affordable cooking plans after being inspired by a national challenge to eat on a food stamp budget. She's going to tell us all about that. Linda, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Delighted to be here, Dr. Mike.
Thanks for coming on. Tell me about this, healthy on a food stamp budget. How did you do with that challenge?
Well, that was about 6 years ago. A lot of anti-hunger activists were incensed that the food stamp allowance had not been raised in 9 years. So they said, let's get together and really act like we're cooking in somebody else's kitchen for a week. Let's see how hard it is. And what I was reading was, it's impossible. I can't buy fruits and vegetables. I can't buy milk for my kids. I can't eat healthy food. And I thought, you know, that's a little crazy. I think if you make the right choices and you have certain skills, you can do it. And that's what my project is about.
So did you actually try to do that and succeed in cooking healthy food on that type of budget?
I did. The first day was a disaster. The first day I bought cheap yeast that didn't work, and it was very bad. But by the end of the first week, my husband said to me, honey, we've got to talk. And I was a little worried, Dr. Mike. You think about that is not something you want to hear from your sweetheart.
And when makes you a little worried, doesn't it?
Absolutely. He said, yeah, I didn't know how to bring this up. But then he said, I feel really good. I feel my mood's elevated. This food is amazing. I've lost a little bit of weight. My energy's up. I want to keep eating like this. And that's on a dollar a meal, because what we'd done is we had to strip out all the preservatives, all the chemicals. We had to eat low on the food chain, a lot of fruits and vegetables, and we felt great.
I bet you did. So on your website, cookforgood.com,
yes.
This is a direct quote, and I don't know if you wrote this or your web designer did, but I liked it, and I want to ask you about it. You said, we can become healthier, happier, and more secure by cooking and eating real food again. I hear this a lot, and I know my listeners hear this a lot, this idea of real food. Make this simple for us, Linda. What is real food? I mean, come on. Aren't potato chips real food? How do you define
it? Not real food. You know they're not, Dr. Mike. You know, potato chips,
I'm just trying to set you up here, Linda.
Oh, you bad, bad man. Potato chips, they've taken a perfectly good potato, they got rid of the skin, they mashed it up, they browned it, they might even have double fried it. They've used all sorts of very well-researched techniques to trigger your animal instincts, your lizard brain, almost create a drug-like reaction in you that makes you want to eat more. You know that can't eat just one? That's not an accident. Eat a potato. So I say a real potato, preferably an organic potato, so you can eat the skin. Eat that skin. That is real food, something that you recognize. So I go to the store, I buy potatoes, sweet potatoes, broccoli. Okay. I buy tea I brew myself. I buy flour and yeast to make my own bread. I do buy pre-made noodles because I do have a life outside of my kitchen.
You don't have time to make all those pastas and stuff?
No, I don't. But, you know, I make my own bread. Making bread, I've got a recipe that lets you make 2 loaves of whole wheat equivalent bread from scratch in 20 minutes of active time. And you think about it, they cost about $4 or $5 a loaf in the store. So in 20 minutes, saving $8, that's pretty good salary.
That is pretty good. You know, now the fall coming up is, this is kind of off my question list here for you, Linda, but now you're talking about real food. Fall is one of my favorite times of the year because I love root vegetables.
Oh, so
there's
wonderful.
A lot of good real root vegetables out there. I just had a kind of a smoothie with some beets in it and some other root vegetables, and it's so good. It just tastes, you know what, I'm going to say this, and this is going to maybe sound weird, it tastes real, right?
Yeah.
I think we get used to all that fake stuff. And when you taste something real, you're like, wait a second, That's real food.
And, you know, it makes your house smell so good. So one of my favorite recipes is you just peel the root vegetables that need to be peeled. You don't even need to peel carrots. Just scrub them good. Chop them up. Toss a little bit of oil on them just so that they don't dry out in the oven. And then roast them. 425 for 35 minutes. And then for a make that into a main dish, I put a little hummus on it as gravy. And it's a low-fat, super healthy, really rewarding and satisfying meal that makes your house smell fabulous.
Right. Now, you know, I know that this is so important. I've been preaching and teaching for a long time here at the Life Extension Foundation, Linda, that a vast majority of the age-related diseases and disorders that people deal with is really what we're putting into our systems, you know? And so there is an easy solution to a lot of this. We have to eat real food, but it's not always easy for people to get started. So do you have some tips or suggestions that can help listeners, even tonight when they go shopping or tomorrow, whatever it is, to start cooking for good?
Yes, yes. Number one thing, go into that center of the store that so many nutritionists tell you not to go into. Go into the center of the store and pick up the really great food that's there. I always start with dried beans. If even on a food stamp budget, you can afford organic dried beans, they'll be 17 or 18 cents a pound. Excuse me. They'll be 17 or 18 cents a serving, so that's $1.70 or $1.80 a pound.
That's not so bad at all.
Yeah, and then put those in a slow cooker with some onions, some carrots, you know, those root vegetables. Throw in a handful of greens, and you've got a beautifully balanced meal. You could live basically on that, and it just takes a few minutes to put
that. It's funny you said that, though, Linda, now, because when you come into a grocery store, most of the bad stuff, though, is in the center of the store, right? And the good stuff is towards the outside.
It's a real zebra in there, you know. It's black and white. You know, there's the super cocoa nasty puffs and all that. But there's also dried beans. There's tea that you can brew yourself. There's brown rice. There's whole wheat flour. There's canned organic tomatoes. You know, this time of year I can't get a fresh organic tomato, but it's very affordable to buy a canned tomato. So if you're going to cook from scratch, that's where your food is. What's on the outside of my store is the beer and the chips.
and we know that you just told me, you taught me that chips aren't real food, so that's not a good thing, right?
Right.
So now that we're in the fall, we got the good root vegetables. I like the ideas. Roasting those root vegetables is a good way to get started. Try some of the dried beans. And I'm sure on your website, cookforgood.com, you probably have some easy recipes to follow. You just wrote a book, though. It's been within, the last year, 50 Weeks of Green. Why that title? And what's this book about?
Well, it's a response. It's a green response to 50 Shades of Gray. Dr. Mike, I was going to let you say that. But it is. It's 3/4 romance and 1/4 recipes. I'm a food evangelist, and when I read that 50 Shades of Grey had outsold Harry Potter, I thought, there's a woman who knows how to get her message out. So I read it, read the first chapter online, and I was so shocked. I was so shocked. Here we have people who are abusing their employees. The woman worships the guy because she says, "Oh, you sound like the ultimate consumer." And he says, "I am." This is, as somebody who's promoting a green lifestyle, this is the bad thing. So in 50 Weeks of Green, my heroine, she's about 44 years old. She falls in love with a farmer. And I take her through a year where she learns how to cook. She learns what to do with all those wonderful greens that are coming out this time of year, collards and kale.
That's nice.
All sorts of things.
So, Linda, is this book available on cookforgood.com?
It is. It's available on Amazon, and I hope that all your fine bookstores are carrying it, too.
All right. I wish we had some more time to talk about some of these food challenges that you have, but I'm just going to encourage my listeners to go check out cookforgood.com. This is Linda Watson. She has a lot of food challenges that are going to get you eating real food quickly. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.